From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Ariana Prothero. Even though this is a car-centric place, there are a lot of people in South Florida who rely on public transportation. And this summer, our intern Luke Cohen was one of them. He came to WLRN from Princeton University. Luke was born and raised in New York City, a place with a robust transportation system. Luke had already graduated from high school by the time he got his license. Luke, before you came to South Florida, what was the longest trip you made solo in a car?
One time my dad was at work and he asked me to go get the oil changed. So I had to take the car from the garage on 108th in Amsterdam to the mechanic on 110th in Central Park West. So I drove about three blocks by myself. I was very proud. And then, you know, they changed the oil. I went back, and when I was picking up the car, I was backing up. I'm not very good at backing up. And I had some trouble staying out of the way of a parked car, but I eventually made my way back another three blocks back to the garage.
But you knew how to drive. So why did you decide to stay off the roads when you came to do this internship here?
I just thought, I've hardly driven by myself. I've never driven on a highway by myself. And I have no idea where I'm going in Miami. For my own safety, it would be best if I stayed off the roads.
And maybe the safety of other people.
Definitely.
So you moved to the Coral Gables, South Miami area, and you took public transit or rode your bike everywhere in South Florida. That included getting to the Herald Building here in downtown Miami every day, sometimes assignments in Florida City, Lauderhill, and Boynton Beach. What was your daily commute like?
That would take in total probably about an hour 15, an hour 20 minutes each way. And one day I actually decided to do a little experiment and ditch public transit and just bike on the way home from the Herald Building to Coral Gables. And it actually took a fair amount quicker. It only took me about 50, 55 minutes. So it was fine for me because I was living alone and I had a roommate and, you know, cooking pasta for dinner. But you lose sleep. You have to wake up early. You get home pretty late. And so for someone who has a family and has to cook them dinner, look after their kids, it's definitely harder.
There are a lot of jobs that seem like they would require a car, and reporting would make the top of my list of car-dependent careers. How did you manage it?
One time I had an assignment to go cover the first ever international cricket match in the United States, which was taking place in Lauderhill up in Broward. The night before, I'd actually slept over at a friend's house in South Beach. And to get there, I took a bus from South Beach over to the Government Center station. Then from there, I took the Metro Rail up to the Tri-Rail station in Hialeah. And from there, I took the Tri-Rail to Fort Lauderdale. And then I got on the Broward County bus to Lauderhill. And then I did that all again on the way back. And that wasn't even the longest trip I did. One time when I was going to Boynton Beach, I missed a couple of tri-rails by 1 minute and ended up having about a six-hour travel time for a 20-minute interview.
Having spent a summer on South Florida's various transportation systems, what sort of insights did you get into those systems?
Once you get on the bus or on the train, it's fine. It goes fast enough. It stops at convenient locations, and it gets you where you need to go. But the problem is waiting for the bus to come. The buses come very infrequently, in some cases just once an hour. You have just one train line, so the buses are very necessary to be able to get to the train. Ultimately, the buses just need to come a lot more frequently than they do.
And that was WLRN's intern and New York City native Luke Cohen. He spent a summer learning how to report for the radio and navigate South Florida's public transportation. Today is Luke's last day with us. Thank you so much for all your amazing work this summer, Luke.
Thanks a lot, Ariane. It's been great working with you.
And best of luck to you. This is WLRN Miami Herald News.